plagued a potential nugget.
And on that point, Viren, any thoughts or lessons from the sports world on how that grit muscle can be built over time? Even when you look at the sportsman, one is sort of the intrinsics that you can't change. But is that something that can be built over time systematically? Have you sort of seen coaches do that?
I think the why is very important for every person. And what does it mean to that person? And I've seen many super talented athletes, but, you know, just the why is not very clear to them. They're sort of drifting. And it's not very clear to them what is their dream, why are they doing what they are doing every single day in training. And for me, the why has always been very clear. And that I wanted to win an Olympic medal as a player. And I was shattered when I couldn't win it myself. And now what drives me every single day is to ensure that the same mistakes are not repeated for the next generation of players. So yes, intrinsic. And I think building those good ecosystems motivate people to get better. Whether it's the coach is as part of the ecosystem, motivating the coach as well, motivating the support team around. So all of them need to motivate the player, and we need to ensure that the support team is also motivated.
Right.
So it's everyone feeding off each other. And as I said, it's building good ecosystems. Right now in India, the ecosystem is lacking. It's a ecosystem right now that is not conducive to excellence. And we need to bring the right... I always believe in good people. So I've been always very careful in selecting the right people around my athletes.
I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek's work around the power of why, and how leaders can use that to inspire action within organizations. I feel that the notion is as relevant even during transitions. As leaders think about what next, they should consider reflecting as much, or perhaps more, around the why behind the what next. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.